Hello and welcome, everybody, to the 52nd, which some might say is the symbolic birthday of PokeSports. I am Mike, and I play with one Pokemon on the field all year round.
I'm Kevin, and I'm 52 years old.
Oh, no. There have been some people on Twitch who very aptly came in and were like, hey, you know what? This is not your birthday. You've just done 52 episodes. It's like saying there are 52 weeks in a year, and on the 52nd week, it's New Year's Day. Not. It's not. Next week's our birthday. But hey, that's fine.
We didn't realize that till minutes before, and the title's already on.
Exactly. We can't erase it now. We could erase it in podcast providers and on YouTube, but we're not going to now because it's all just been set. It's set in stone. We're good to go. That's it.
But the 52nd Pokemon is Meowth. So exactly. This is going to be a prosperous year for us all.
That would have been a nice Dexit.
PokeSports.
That would have been a nice thing to do. Just be like, hey, I've got a Dexit for you, and it's the 52nd Pokemon.
That'd be a whole Dexit episode. Hey, Mike, name number 845.
Oh no. Oh no. That's like right at the end, isn't it?
Yes. I can confirm.
Is that the actual end?
It's no. We're at 898 right now.
We're at 898?
Yeah.
And they released like what, close to 90? No, that's including Pokemon?
That's including those, yeah.
It's including those. So they just released like what, 70 something?
Calyrex is 898.
Oh gosh. Come on.
Yeah. You got two left. You think they're going to round it off? They got it, right?
I hope so.
Got to round it off.
Just bring out one more expansion, the Isle of Tundra, and bring out two more Pokemon. Easy. Urshi Rex and Califu.
Perfect.
And they have absolutely nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with Urshifu or Calyrex. They're just named very similarly.
Actually completely different Pokemon.
Yeah, like one's a like straight poison type and the other's like fire water.
Give us another poison psychic. We need more. Thanks, Galarian Slowking.
So you just played with that recently. How was that?
Better than Regidrago. I'll tell you that right now. I enjoyed it a lot more.
Such a sad position in life.
It's too slow. I mean, to the point where I considered Iron Ball Trick Room.
The thing is,
people are saying, people say, I scarfed it because I thought it was too slow and it didn't do enough damage. Then people said, specs it with Tailwind. So I did specs it with Tailwind, and then every team that I saw had a Whimsicott, Talonflame, and or Tornadus. So I was like, well, I'm still slow. And I still get hit, and then I still don't do damage. So
really, your Galarian Slowbro goes above Regidrago?
Excuse me, my Galarian Slow King, Mike.
Galarian Slow King. I got too used to saying Galarian Slowbro.
Because what I did, because you know like its ability is bad. Well, it's not bad, but it could be better. Curious Medicine, where you can reset all of your allies, that changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad if the weakness policy mon you have is a Metagross, which can't have its stats changed, so it actually retains the weakness policy, or if it's like a Dragapult, it'll retain the weakness policy. So you don't accidentally delete your own stats. But they also gave Slowking access to the move Skill Swap. So what you can do is Skill Swap Curious Medicine to your opponent, have them reset all their stats.
Oh, okay. So that's a pretty big brain play, though.
Yeah, it's doable. It's essentially a free haze. Like, you could just get away with a haze, but this is fancier.
Yeah.
You also get rid of an ability, too, which is nice. You can steal and intimidate and drop them.
Yeah. Also, who's running haze?
Mm-hmm. That is also true. My favorite thing to do is to take their intimidate, and then the Curious Medicine will proc first, and then the intimidate will happen. So they'll be reset and then negative one, which is really funny.
That's not bad. Hey, folks, if you're listening to this on today, which is the very first day of November, I almost said October, very first day, it is daylight savings time, daylight savings day. Make sure you go into your Pokemon Silvers, your Pokemon Crystals, and set daylight savings on.
Anyone else forget?
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I will... was it a problem?
Mike, it was not a problem because thankfully it's like, you know, it's 2020. My cell dealer devices it does yeah. it by itself. So
you're not woken I walked up by into your microwave? My car.
No. Okay. It's actually my oven. When it starts to smell too bad, it's just I wake up to the heat fire
on really high at midnight.
So I walked into my car and I was like, I was on my way to work and I look at the clock and I'm like, yeah. Wait, what? Then I started speeding and I was like, oh wait, it's the end of the year.
Oh no. Oh, that's a shame.
But hey, I was well rested today.
Mm-hmm. And it pushed it. I was saying in the Discord, I learned something interesting about YouTube today. It pushed our YouTube video to 11 o'clock. You had scheduled it the day before, I assume for 12 p.m. noon. Yeah. And then daylight saving switched and it pushed everybody's scheduled content to an hour before. So
actually, I was up late editing. I might have actually scheduled it
for 11.
No. The thing is, when you push the video onto YouTube, it sits there like 40 minutes, like actually uploading. It might have crossed that threshold during the upload of the time going back. Yeah, that might be it. Because I feel like YouTube wouldn't do that, right? If I want something released at 12, it'll release it at 12. But I think when I scheduled it, it was during the transition of going back in time.
Interesting. Interesting. Tofu says, as a parent, I have no idea what daylight savings time is. And I could not agree more.
Do you sleep as a parent?
I'll let you know when I do.
Mike doesn't sleep, guys.
I don't sleep. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, November 4th on podcast providers or on YouTube, it is National Candy Day.
That is very appropriate.
Yeah.
Considering how much we talked about Reese's last episode.
How much we talked about Reese's, how much we talk about Bean Boozled beans.
Oh, no. Wait, do we have to do those?
Not yet.
People said they have. Okay.
People said they have, good. But they haven't used it yet. But I assume it's going to be a thing closer to the end of the podcast where we have to eat a Bean Boozled bean and I have to channel all of the luck that I have in, you know, in not getting dishwasher.
I think the Bean Boozled thing was like my worst idea I've ever had for this.
I think
podcast.
That might have been your worst idea. The biggest backfire that you've had on this podcast.
Talk about karma.
For real. Let's do some news. It is, of course, the very first of the month. So this news is super, super fresh, super, super here, super, super today, and only today, was not here yesterday. Let's talk Smogon first. First off, doubles OU. Smogon news today is very, very fun for me. I actually have been like excited to do the Smogon news, which some days I am, some days I'm not, but today, oh baby, I am. Doubles OU. Let's talk doubles OU. Hooah. First off, it's about these two guys, Marshadow and, well, Gothitelle, but Shadow Tag in general. Gothitelle and Shadow Tag are now banned from Doubles OU. So Doubles OU continuing to separate itself from VGC and the removal of Shadow Tag, and also proceeding to make it more like VGC in that it's removing Marshadow.
Shadow Tag? Guys, just bring a ghost type.
I mean, right? Just There's bring a Marshadow. Deal with it.
Like, you can't do that.
You can't do that anymore.
The thing, I don't know, like it does effectively remove, you know, like Paris Trap, which is nice for, you know, the meta game, I guess. But in Doubles OU, you're allowed 6 Pokemon.
Yeah.
So you got more Pokemon just to sack off.
Just figure it out. Exactly. Just bring one of every type and dump them mono.
They got to ban my boy Wobbuffet from Doubles OU now. Jeez, exactly. Man. It's not even his fault. He doesn't have a choice. It's the only one he gets.
So listen, with Crown Tundra coming out, the top 10 Pokemon have completely changed. Smogon looks so very much like the Crown Tundra
what
release list.
What happened?
Take a look at this. So of
where's
the top 10,
Clefable?
Where's Clefable? Where did they go? We've got Genesect coming in at number 1, who has, spoiler alert, also been banned. We've got Landorus Incarnate. We've got Heatran. We've got Spectrier, Zygarde, Landorus T. So both forms of Landorus are in the top 10 for OU right now. Faramosa, Kyurem B, Magearna, and Urshifu S, all in the top 10. It's hilarious. The second this game came out, they were just like, all right, forget all of those other Pokemon. Clefable is fun. Let's toss in Magearna instead. Let's toss in Landorus instead. Let's toss in Spectrier instead. You look so perplexed.
Spectrier's the bad one.
Right?
What tier is Glacier in?
That's
a you, really you! What's happening? Hold on. How is Spectrier good when Dragapult exists? The has Dragapult been banned? We haven't talked about it if it has been banned.
I feel like we haven't. I feel like it can't be.
There's no way Spectrier is 21% usage when Dragapult exists in the same metagame.
Yes, it is. No, yes. Yes, it is.
It is banned?
It is banned.
That's the only reason why that's up there. Okay, good. They're trying to find their cheap Dragapult replacement.
Not- I'm just kidding. It's not banned.
That's what I'm saying. Why is that up there? I can't believe these stats. They make no sense to me.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is very, very funny. Listen, Smogon is a backwards world that is completely different from VGC and everything that we know about it.
So, all the other ones make sense, though. Like, yeah, I'll say that right now.
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course. Zygarde is insane. Heatran is insane. And Genesect was insane. And Genesect, funny enough, we'll get to it in a second. But first, Sticky Web. Sticky Web's gone from Little Cup. You remember when we had our Little Cup battle and you tossed a Sticky Web down on the first turn and ruined the entire game?
Rest in peace, Dupiter.
Rest in peace, Dupiter. Dupiter.
Dupiter.
Piter Man.
Kev goes to Dupiter to get more stupider.
Wow. Take me back. Listen, it's gone. You can't. Well, it's not gone. It's being suspect tested. But it'll be gone.
Probably
it,
be gone.
It changes the entire game.
Who knew that a Pokemon with 5 base speed can be affected so much by a Sticky Web?
Listen, man, if you go down to 4.
Pretty, I think it'll actually take you down to 4, too, because you're such a low level.
It's the whole thing, man. It's the worst. So that's the thing. Anyway, Genesect. Genesect and Naganadel? Naganadel? Naganadel?
I think it's right.
Naganadel.
I'm going to say Naganadel.
Yeah. Both of those are returning to Ubers again. And the second it did, Genesect became the target of just the majorest meme. Genesect has a thing where every generation, they'll put it into OU at the beginning of it. And then like a week later, they'll be like, all right, that's Ubers. And so every generation afterward, they're just like, they'll bring it back. And then they send it away. They bring it back. Then they send it away. And so now we're getting like, those like, hey, honey, it's been a week. Time to go back to Ubers. Yes, honey. Kind of things.
Oh.
Yeah. You know the ones.
I'm looking at this now. Okay. Bug Steel is really good typing. And like download is very good. Okay. So what do the people do? They scarf this thing to make its 99 speed not bad?
You can.
I feel like this is like a scarf U-turner. Yeah, oh, it gets such good coverage. Yeah, Bandit.
Get it out of here. Get it out of here. You can Bandit, you can Scarf it, you can Specs it, you can kind of do whatever you want with it. Genesect is overpowered.
What national dex number is Genesect, Mike?
777.
You're... no.
What number is that?
649. The Paleozoic Pokemon.
So close. Okay, I think no.
You were 100 off.
Kevin, you know what? I think I can guess any Pokemon's number plus or minus 100.
Way to narrow it down, man.
Give me that 200 Pokemon range, and I will name any Pokemon. Go.
That means I can say Charmander. You can say 100 and be right. That correct. This is stupid.
I won't. The further up you get, the larger that range will be. I think with Charmander, Bulbasaur, Squirtle, it'll be like 5 I'll get it within five. It's like number three, right? Four, right?
Wait, this is easy. All I have to do is name one of the starters, and you're going to think it's in the wrong generation and be completely off.
No, I'm better with those now. I'm so much better with those now.
Okay, Snivy.
Gen 5.
Well, yes, but number.
Oh, you're making me do that. Okay. Six. No, wait. So Genesect was 690 stuff. I can extrapolate from that. We're at like 600.
Close, but no.
Yes.
495.
No.
You're technically off. By five, ironically.
I was close to my own speculation. Oh, I'm upset. I'm upset.
You think there's only 50 Pokemon in Gen 5, Mike? That's like the biggest generation.
I don't know how many Pokemon there are in Gen 5, man. Jeez.
It's more than 60.
So here's the thing. I don't know if I put... Did I put...
Pokemon?
No, I didn't. Hey, let me tell you. Let me go back up here for a second. Dynamax, you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's under suspect testing in Ubers.
I give up.
Listen, Dynamax is under suspect testing in Ubers. They have deemed it too OP.
Wait, I got a question. Real quick. Wasn't Ubers the ban list?
Basically.
Why are we banning things from the ban list?
Because they're too good for the ban list.
I thought Mega Rayquaza made sense. But ever since they added a new tier for that Pokemon, they've just been like actually treating Uber as like a real tier. Wow.
Legit, though. Because I think they started to, and then people played it, and then they were like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. And then Dracovish went in, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, Dracovish is super great. I love Dracovish. But yeah, Dynamax is OP. Dynamax, Gigantamax, nope. So here's the most funny thing that I've seen about this so far. One person, and I'm not going to say their name, part because I don't remember them, part because I don't have consent, said that Mega Rayquaza and Meowth are going to be in the same tier.
Why is Meowth in Ubers?
Gigantamax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what else is up there? Diglett. So you can run a Diglett, Meowth, and Rayquaza team.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, now it's not that it's going to be gone from Smogon. Like, you still have the AG tier. Like, anything goes. But you just won't be able to use it in Ubers, which is the one place that, like, you could probably use a Gigantamax Corviknight.
They even got the dogs there. The dogs can hit it harder. They got the...
Yeah.
The dragon.
Yeah. Not happening. Not happening. Well. We have a crazy set of Pokemon dropping out of UU this month. So you know how when a expansion comes out, all of the Pokemon get put into OU?
Yes.
Yes. So this is the time after that where they like actually put them where they belong, plus others. So, you know, I'm not going to go and read out all the Pokemon that dropped out of OU, but I will say that this is forever going to be the month that I remember as the month that 87 Pokemon dropped out of OU and Slowbro was the only one that went into it.
Yeah. Slowbro.
I don't know why Slowbro specifically, non-Galarian Slowbro, moved from OUU to OU.
Look at
it. But it was the only one that did.
The face of a champion.
Good.
I had this conversation with a comment section on a video this week. Yeah. What is the Slowpoke line? Are they a hippopotamus? Are they an otter? Are they a dog? They got four legs. What are they?
What is a Slowpoke? Google, tell me.
They'll give you the actual definition of a
salamander.
Slowpoke.
Really?
That's a salamander? That's a salamander. One chunky salamander.
It also loosely looks like a hippopotamus.
Oh, that's why we steal their tails. They regrow them. Okay, that's less morbid.
Oh, I don't hate that as much. Oh, I still do a little, though.
They don't need them. They can't run. They can't hide.
They can. No, they can't.
Slow.
Slow. Slow. Folks, it is, it is, of course, the moment that we've all been waiting for. It's Series 7. It's Series 7. It's here. We're here. We're in it. It's time to play Series 7. Stop the Jimmies. They can't play against you anymore with their Galarian Articunos and their Mewtwos beside them. What is that doing there? Get it out of here. The Galarian Articuno can stay. The Mewtwo, get out of here.
I've not gone today. Against those too many times on casual ladder.
Right.
And good riddance. I haven't played the actual ladder yet. I mean, I guess I should. That's part
it's
of
the
my
It's the first
job.
Day. You're allowed that pass.
Can we talk about, guys, all these people posting that they got rank one day one. It's not that hard. Stop being impressed by them.
I got rank one at midnight.
Day one.
The exact second that it opened up. And I played a game and I won against the other person queuing in ladder.
Like, legit. I think the one day that I played day one, I played like five games and I was like number 65 on the ladder. Like, it's, yeah. It's, I never hit that spot again. Once, like, you'll just keep dropping from that point on, essentially.
Yeah. It's nice to kind of wait a couple days and just let the people who are trying incredibly hard, you know, get up there. Cause otherwise it's just going to be like, you're going to get as high as you can. And then it'll just be a steady drop just by not playing.
You got to play for the screenshot, dude.
Got to play for the screenshot.
That's all you need.
Yeah. I'm going to print myself out a trophy and I'm going to stand in front of it.
I'm going to Photoshop myself a trophy.
Nice. That's the way to go. Since it's the beginning of the month, of course, we have some new stats. And look, Kevin.
Right, I don't like here. To admit when I'm wrong. I don't.
I want to tell you guys about something. So about 2, maybe 3 weeks before the Isle of Armor came out, we went and made some predictions. These were predictions, as we said last week, predictions under the assumption that Tapus were getting Isle of Armor tutor moves like Rising Voltage on Coco and Grassy Glide on Bulu, that kind of stuff. Expanding Force on Lele. Finny got nothing. And we thought that was very, very funny. And we said that Finny was the worst Tapu. And everybody said that Finny was the worst Tapu. And then Crown Tundra came out. And Tapu Finny currently sits at 44% usage on Showdown, as well as number one on Battle Stadium doubles, a la Picoletics.
I couldn't have been more wrong about a Pokemon. I don't know what to say. Mike said it all. Like, guys, keep this in mind. If the other Tapus got their signature moves, you would not be seeing Finny there.
No.
You'd if be Bulu seeing got Grassy Glide.
Coco. Yeah, you'd be seeing... Yeah, exactly. Grassy Glide, Bulu.
You'd be seeing a lot of things to get rid of that Finny. But yeah, I guess it does kind of make sense. This meta is a lot tankier than most. So by adding a very tanky water type, not to mention like water fairy, like rest in peace Primarina, you're able to, you know, just try to take advantage of that. Along with that, like Calm Mind is really busted too, because you can kind of get it up for free most of the time. And then you could Dynamax this thing, which I've been seeing, which does surprisingly a lot of damage, like most Dynamaxes do. But the interesting thing about Finny is that a lot of the top Pokemon like counter it, right? Like at least like the top 12, you'll see a lot of Regieleki, you'll see a lot of Rillaboom, a lot of Cortana. Rillaboom's still popular, who would have guessed? What I'm surprised here is how the heck is Insign so low?
Insign's number 3 though.
I'm surprised it's not number 1 at this point. It's been number 1 for a while. Another one. Where is Togekiss?
I gotta say, hello? I'm scrolling down right now. Togekiss is sitting at 6.93% usage. That's like around the 15th slot.
27th
slot. Really?
27th, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's actually sitting below Porygon 2 and Articuno.
So here's my thing about Dynamax as well, because you're saying Dynamax and Finny is a good idea, and to me that's huge. Because like Finny being such a because Finny being such a defensive Pokemon, you double the HP with Dynamax, but when you Dynamax and remove Dynamax, that's percentage base. So if you're 70% when you aren't Dynamax, and you're 70% when you are Dynamax, but the number is doubled. And then when you lose that HP and you lose Dynamax, that percentage HP that you have goes down to the same percentage HP, but it's halved. Mm-hmm. So if you are an incredibly defensive Pokemon, that actually, that double HP helps you so, so much, because you're taking the same number, but your percentage is still super high. It matters more than the Pokemon who are less defensive, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So to continue on though, top 10, we've got Landorus Therian number 2, very, very close to, I think it was actually number 2 in Smogon as well in OU. We've got Incineroar, Metagross, Regieleki, who surprised us all, Glastrier, Cresselia, Moltres, Galarian Moltres, Rillaboom, and Kartana.
Well, it's just another one that surprised everyone. Everyone, every VGC Twitter account, the second they saw the stats get released for those birds, they were like, oh, Moltres, haha, loser.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Moltres, they're like,
got the short end of the stick here, yeah.
And then they got their faces smacked around by a little Dragapult hovering in the air. They're like, oh, I need something to counter Dragapult. What do I do? Hey, Moltres.
Yeah.
How would you like this weakness policy?
Why, thank you, Kevin. I will take that.
Oh, you're below half health? How would you like this floral healing? Oh, you're berserk procs again? Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, gross.
That's why Moltres is good.
I don't like it.
I've had Moltres get to plus 6 in some games on ladder, like on Showdown before. Just by floral healing spam myself, my opponent not realizing they should probably hit my comfy sometime.
That is very funny. I went to the Berserk page on Bulbapedia, and it makes very careful note to say every time the HP of a Pokemon with Berserk drops below half, its special attacks raised by one stage.
Yeah.
On Bulbapedia, make sure to write down the words every time. Like, it assumes that people are going to be bringing it back up with say, floral healing. Life do, that kind of stuff.
I mean, this is also Cresselia. Fancy new toy. Oh my gosh. You gotta remember, this is probably like one of the first times people are experimenting with Berserk, because only Drampa gets it, and please. I can't even look at Drampa, let alone use a Drampa.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So Cresselia though. Cresselia is back, and that's another kind of tanky Pokemon that does some good support with, say, Moltres, with say Glastrier even.
Oh yeah, strong Pokemon. Mm-hmm. The core is like Cresselia, Heatran, Lando right now. It's very annoying. Yeah, basically.
Have you
because
used that on the channel yet?
No, I haven't used that core yet. Cresselia? Mm-hmm. No, I haven't used it either. I've been the thing with Cresselia is, for some reason, I accidentally built a team that has like 17 dark weaknesses, and I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't add Cresselia here.
Right. That's okay. Yeah, so you know what, let me just go back to this. So one more time, just want to look through the top 10. So we've got Tapu Fini again sitting at 44.66, Landorus, Incineroar, Metagross, Regieleki, Glastrier, Cresselia, Moltres, Rillaboom, Kartana. That is all from Series 7 Showdown ladder. If we're talking from the actual Series 7 Battle Stadium doubles, that would be Tapu Fini number 1, Landorus Therian number 2, Regieleki, Metagross, Cresselia, whoa, Urshifu, Glastrier, Moltres, Galarian Moltres, Dragapult, and Incineroar. So there's your Dragapult. Dragapult's back.
There goes Incineroar. What the heck?
Yeah.
All the way down to 10.
People don't like Incineroar on cartridge right now.
Also, Urshifu. Okay. Stepping up here.
Urshifu's the only one that like came through.
Hey, Urshifu can KO a Metagross. That's all you really need, right?
That's true. Single You're not strike. Wrong. So yeah, this whole Tapu Fini thing is just this whole, it's like such a case of dramatic irony. I feel like this is the underdog story. Can we make a movie on Tapu Fini?
Yes.
Who would play Tapu Fini?
Tofu.
Nice. Okay. And so
Tofu's got the hair.
Name some of the other not actors but characters in this movie.
Well, me and you are going to be playing me and you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be the bullies. We're gonna throw rocks in the safari zone at Tapu Fini. Tapu Fini's gonna have that dramatic anime intro where they have a tear on their face, they wipe it off, and then they're in front of a big crowd showcasing themselves at the Pokemon World Championships. Misty terrain under them.
Love it.
Swapping in on a Max Wurmwind.
This should be a musical. We should make this a musical.
My name is Finny. I have a big horn and a fin. I have two wigs. I have hands.
Wow, nice.
I just looked at the picture and described it.
All right. You know what? My favorite part of that song was I have hands.
Yeah. She does have hands.
Mm-hmm. And I am a Charizard. I have hands too.
What is this podcast? Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Kevin. All right, folks. That is the news. We're going to take a little break. And then when we come back, we're going to do something oh so special for our 1 year anniversary? Question mark? Period. We'll see you in a sec. And we're back. Everybody, hello and welcome back. We're now just getting ready to do a very special battle between Tofu and Kevin. So Mod Tofu, the person who oversees our Twitch channel, who oversees the Liege, versus Kevin. And I thought that, you know, it could be kind of interesting. Oh, wow. They kind of reordered Series 7 to put it on top of those.
For some reason.
Why would they do
that? And I deleted Series 2 and 1. I don't know. Space.
They deleted 2 and 1?
I don't see it.
They ran out of space. That's what
you're like, you guys don't want to play this.
No. Game Freak didn't imagine that we would go past 6 needed slots. Kevin, what team are you going to be using today?
I forgot it already.
Nice.
I'm going to be using Galarian Slowking.
It helps that they're all named PokeSports.
Galarian Slowking with Dusclops, Glastier, Indeedee, Torkoal, and Venusaur.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a hybrid Sun team, Trick Room team, mostly Trick Room.
You played this on the channel a little while ago.
Yes, right? Yes, and I actually enjoyed it a lot because it was very late and I got 3 easy battles. So maybe the team is good. Who knows? I'm going to give it some more testing. Maybe I want to bring this to Players' Cup. Probably not, but I'm trying. I'm trying to build a team for the Players' Cup that can deal with everything. It's not easy.
I think everybody's a little upset that you didn't bring a stack of stacka.
A stack of who? A stacky tacky?
A sticky tacky.
Tofu bringing the Comfy, Incineroar, Moltres. I love this already. Tapu Fini, Metagross, and Raichu.
Woo! Whoa.
Yay. I'm in danger.
So I have Tofu's team in front of me, so I can see when you said that you were bringing the Slowking and the Indeedee and the Dusclops, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that's why I'm in danger.
You're in danger, sir. And for those listening in on this one, there's 3 Pokemon on his team that are weak to Moltres, and Moltres is like clearly the linchpin of that team, apart from Metagross, which your team can't handle.
I got Torkoal. That's like my win con against Metagross. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. Oops.
Why did you go?
It'll fix itself.
It'll fix itself. Go.
I can't touch my mouth. My mouse.
My mouth. My mouth.
Comfy Moltres.
Oh no. So this is what you're talking about.
Oh yeah. So, I guess I can't prevent.
Right. So the one thing that I'm really happy for, kind of, is that Psychic Surge is back, or Indeedee Psychic Surge is back.
Yeah, that's really good.
Comfy Moltres.
Okay, Comfy has Babiri Berry, Moltres has Weakness Policy. I think this, I just turn my brain off and try to get Trick Room up. That's like my only hope. There's no other thing to do here. He's gonna smooch himself. Oh, actually does a lot more damage than I thought. That's true. Fiery Wrath is about to ruin my life. But yes. I have special defense in my Dusclops. I have not calc'd this. It is a spread move?
Oh no. Bob's about to die.
Nah, we in it, boys.
Oh no, we're in it. Indeed. Okay.
With the sash.
Trick I never thought about that.
Not
this
flinching
is,
today.
This is the time that you need to bring Focus Sash on your Indeedee's.
Like, yeah, right?
There's so many more threats on this Indeedee than there were before.
I think
your Expanding Force is going to do absolutely nothing.
Nah, my goal is here to sack one of them off.
Okay.
Or maybe even both of them if I have to. I don't get safe switches anywhere. Okay, just sack one of them. That's really good. The thing is, Comfy can't actually Draining Kiss my side of the field, so that's fine.
Why can't Comfy Draining Kiss your side of the field?
Because he has Triage, which means he gets priority and can't Draining Kiss me in Psychic Terrain.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
So only one of my Pokemon goes down?
It's been 2 whole months and already I've forgotten about priority in Psychic Terrain. Mm-hmm.
Here I'm just trying to get damage off on the Comfy because I have to KO the Comfy before I KO the Moltres.
Right.
Alright, he takes out my Dusclops. That's kind of sad because my Dusclops is going to brick break my horse.
Right. But it is still horse time.
Oh, he undoes my Trick Room.
Oh, no. Oh, boo. No, he undid the Trick Room with the comp. Oh, I'm sad, though. So it's between Glacier and the Torkoal.
I pick Torkoal.
Okay.
Good news here is I can still redirect one turn.
Mm-hmm. That is true, actually. Moltres can't go for the Fiery Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's big bull.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to follow me and erupt. It's not going to KO Moltres. It'll KO the Comfy. Which is better than nothing.
Wow,
I can try to play around his plus two.
One-sided
battle. Oh, yeah. This combo is very, very irritating. It doesn't help me that he has a lot of dark types on his team, too.
Okay, the max Airstream.
That's not that bad. He was already going to be faster.
Yeah. Yeah, the speed boost doesn't actually matter. Dumpy's ult. Goindeedee goes down. And Torkoal's eruptions going to take out the Comfy at least.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't have that to worry about.
How much faith do we have in Glacier here?
Oh, I have too much faith in Glacier though.
Like I need oh no, never mind.
Oh no, I have no faith in Glacier. That's an Incineroar.
Yeah, that's a negative one.
Ouch. Hachi Machi, that is just a you hate to see this, folks.
No, we good.
Oh, no, that's fine. You're fine.
Let's see. Yeah. I need to protect the Torkoal here because Fake Out. Well, I mean, we're in Psychic Terrain, but I think I want to protect anyway because I'm kind of the easy target with an Airstream.
Mm-hmm.
I think Topher realizes he can't Oko my Glacier here. And I really need to Oko his Moltres.
One would say you needed that a long time ago. Do you think it's possible to win with this team?
With what team?
With the team that you have right now versus Tofu's team.
I would need to KO the Moltres and hope he doesn't have a very offensive Pokemon in the back.
I just mean in general. Like even if it were the same opener. Like, do you have an opener that would...
I always have the Venusaur option. If I need a quick KO on the Comfy, which is what I'm considering for game two.
Mm-hmm.
That's really annoying. He went for the parting shot. So I'm now at negative two.
Would be negative three if this game were to go past this next turn.
We can see what his last is. Finny.
Okay. Not bad. So here's the Misty Suit. Got anything that can burn?
Nope.
Good, because it wouldn't matter. But even still at minus damage. Two, that's like huge damage.
It's respectable. And I at least get the sun away.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him Berserk, but I kind of didn't have an option.
Yeah, no, exactly. Then everybody's taking the hail damage. Oracle's taking the hail damage.
Only issue here is he can now go for Fiery Wrath again. I actually need a double. Yeah, double I need a double protect.
Oh, double
protect. No, I need a double protect with Torkoal. Fire Wrath will take me out, so I have no point in attacking. Yep, fails. Wha-bam.
That's a big old Fiery Wrath.
This is why there's two games, folks.
This is why there's usually two games.
My Glastrier, though, taking the pain.
You know,
loving it.
Muddy Water, I don't like Muddy Water, just as a move.
Why?
I think accuracy and evasiveness are the two, I would say, dumbest things in this game.
A lot of people would agree with you.
Like, just to add on a whole other dimension of your attack just might not actually go through. Is like, for some moves I get it, for the high jump kicks of the world where they're super high if you hit them, but
for I think moves, there still should like be a dice roll.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a dice roll on moves, but once you add an additional dice roll on lowering accuracy of already bad accuracy move,
yeah.
It's like, oh, that gets annoying.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is that Calm Mind thing where I really can't stop him from going for Calm Mind.
Oof.
My only hope is that he goes for the Flare Blitz for some reason, but he's not going to do that. He's just going to, do that. Parting shot.
You have just the saddest Ice Horse. And Max Quake's, like, good, though. Again, even still, you're, like, what, minus three?
Yeah. Minus... three, yeah, because I got the plus one from
that's right.
Chilling Nay.
Chilling Nay. There it goes.
So, assuming
mm-hmm.
that Tofu cannot hear me right now, I think my best bet is to either not bring Trick Room or better prepare for it. Because regardless of what he does, I can't prevent him from going for his Draining Kiss and parking his weakness balls. That's like kind of the benefit of a comfy, but knowing that he has that Trick Room counter on his side of the field, like
right.
I have to commit to KOing Trick Room first turn, or else I'm wasting my time.
Right. Okay, so let's go again. Let's see it happen. And then you just choose a completely different team.
No. I got to commit to this now. The other option I have is using my secondary poison type in the Slow King, but then I have to just hope that I don't go down.
Right.
For Fiery Wrath.
Would this be the Torkoal before?
Nah, because then my Torkoal doesn't do much turn one. I think what this should be is like really hard commit to taking out his comfy turn one. So I'm gonna bring my Venusaur. I'm gonna do Venusaur and Didi. Kind of give him a choice.
Mm-hmm.
He either has to choose, does he KO my Didi or does he go for the Venusaur? I still bring my Torkoal in the back, and then I just bring my... This is where the decision gets hard.
I think... Squat. Low King.
See, I want Ndidi for the Helping Hand boost on my Venusaur.
Okay.
And I want Torkoal for speed. But then I also want a late game Trick Room. Oh well, I guess I won't bring Trick Room this time.
So you ended up going with Venusaur, Torkoal, Indeedee, Glastrier. So the same, not the same combination, but minus the Dusclops plus the Venusaur. It's not.
It's all right. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's an adaptation. Humpy
won't know what hit it.
That's what I'm hoping for, yeah.
Tofu didn't know what to bring. And so he's going for Comfy Incineroar.
Okay. I mean, I'll take that.
We take this, yes.
Like I said before, I need to KO this Comfy like it's no one's business. And honestly, with this lead, he probably still goes for the parting shot on me. I'm honestly just tempted to... I really want to remove the Incin right now. So I think I will.
Is it wise to swap out the Torkoal here?
I don't have a need for it right now. My only bad situation would be if he sees the Max Quake coming and he swaps into his Moltres.
He's going for a Max Quake on the Venusaur and then swapping out.
But I think...
Yeah.
I think he would want a parting shot instead. Okay, withdraws Comfy instead. Ooh. Okay. I prefer that any day of the week. Okay, into a Finny. I can tolerate Finny a little bit better.
That's a huge risky play right there.
Yeah. What's nice here, I get Psychic Terrain up, so he doesn't get the Misty. How he doubles. He has the Moltres.
Yeesh. Because my thing is that if you had gone for... say a Max Ooze on the Comfy and try and take that out instead of going super hard in on the instant. Mm-hmm. That could have been a major hit on that Finny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
I guess that's
nothing happens this turn, essentially, except I burn a turn of Dynamax.
That's fine. Because in that case, even if he had swapped Comfy into Moltres, you're at least getting damage off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but you were right in that like it was a riskier play that would have paid off a lot more had it actually worked.
I think the G-Max Vinelash is probably too obvious. I'm actually just going to Quake into Finny here. Predicting the swap back into Incin, because why would Finny want to stay in on this?
Mm.
Right?
Mm-mm-mm.
At least that's my brain.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to protect Indeedee. Try to preserve it for one more turn. I feel like he doesn't Dynamax yet. Oh, he does? Okay.
He is. Okay.
Probably going to max Airstream. Thankfully, we do have Assault Vest, and he's not Weakness Policy yet.
Right. Oh, that is very true. It's actually incredibly hard to trigger this Moltres. On his side as well.
But I'd rather just like raise my special defense while I'm doing this.
Yes, yes. So no swap this turn. But yeah, like as you say, just the special defense is.
See, this next turn is kind of important.
100%.
I have to decide what I do. It's,
That sounds a max darkness on it.
He's gonna lower my special defense, so it's actually good that I raised it. And then, Calm Mind. Yeah, that's why it's gonna be a little bit hard now. The good news is, he kind of puts himself in a position to where I feel like he doesn't want to swap now, but he totally wants to protect. So I could go for Vinelash here, or I can just go for the Ooze. I think I'm going to go for Vinelash just for the residual damage over time. And just in case he protects, which he will, I think I'll Helping Hand boost this. I mean, I might as well.
Good. Okay, so you're actually going to get that off, though.
No, Protect happens after. Okay, but anyway, yeah. Or does it? I don't even know.
No, Protect happens before Helping Hand.
Got rid of Finny, but now he gets the free switch into his friend.
Wee-oo. Darkness.
And I guess I also get a free switch, though.
That's true.
Minus two special defense, Vino. Oh, minus one.
Sun goes down in a couple turns.
Yeah, it's not this turn.
Yeah. But the incense probably going to come out, though.
That's a good point. But no, the comfy's coming out. It has to be comfy because he wants to break his weakness policy. The incense can be an easy switch in, but...
If that's a comfy, you have an easy KO on this multi.
I'm hoping. Because... Who just... Because he's going to stay Dynamax one turn. Like, that's the issue.
Yeah. But you can get an attack off him. There you go, yeah. You can get an attack off him as multi before it has attack. And your Venusaur is not going down. Your Glastrier probably isn't going
down. See, I'm not confident.
That might actually
down to an Airstream. I think I go down to an Airstream with Venu.
You're plus one special defense.
No, I'm not meant minus one. Okay. I'm technically neutral because he hit me with max darknesses. So I'm technically neutral. I think that's my best case scenario. It's to hope one of them KOs.
Mm-hmm. Well, here comes that plus two. Your weakness policy is so rough, man.
Yeah. See, the reason why I'm attacking here is because I have to hit this Moltres while
the
instant isn't there.
Gets the poison, too.
He goes for the Venu, thank goodness. Oh, or not. Oh, ooh. I get to keep both Pokemon.
Glastrier lives this.
Glastrier is a beast!
Beast?
Now, don't miss this, please. Good.
Oh,
it goes down
to
it goes down to Vine Lash and Poison. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yay! We did it. We beat the raid boss.
Wow, it just went down to Vine Lash. And that's the sound of a Moltres falling down.
Okay, the thing is, now I gotta get rid of Comfy. Which is easier said than done.
I think that's easier done than said.
I mean,
just a sludge bomb.
Now I'm negative one. I have to switch out my Glastrier here.
Yes, I agree with that.
What kind of sucks that the Vine Lash got the damage? I didn't get my Chilligny or Nay. Mm-hmm. So that's a little sad, but it's okay. So now we just do that and we heart swap into you. Or no, we protect for a turn because Sun's going to end this turn. So we can get Sun back up next turn.
I missed what that was. Are you protecting now?
Yeah, I'm protecting with Glastrier. Because there's no point in attacking and then going down to like a Flare Blitz.
Right. Wow, and in the middle of this, to all of you guys who are listening on Twitch right now instead of our podcast providers, Ashton Cox has now joined us with an incredible raid of 146.
Hi, Ashton. Hi,
hello,
Raiders.
Ashton. Good to see you. Hello, everybody. Ashton, thank you for that.
Ooh, I didn't get the switch.
All of you right now are making history, as this is the first time, I believe, that we've had a live battle on our podcast. Well, apart from the
welcome,
last
guys.
I guess, yeah, Kevin and
apart
I have.
From the last
right
time.
Now, Kevin's playing against Tofu, our mod, just to catch everybody. And for those of you who are just tuning in, because that's something you can do on a podcast, apparently, Kevin is playing against mod Tofu.
It's still a very close one. It can literally go to either person.
Actually, yeah.
He went for... He predicted my protect with the Glastrier, or probably predicted a switch out, too. Mm-hmm. So he actually ended up KOing my Venusaur,
right.
Which I actually couldn't prevent.
Right.
But? I guess now we got Earth Power. Now we got High Horsepower.
Nay. Uh-oh. One jealous incense. Nah, it takes out the Glastrier.
Hmm. Just incense Vitorkel.
Yeah.
How much is this doing? Okay, I think we got this. Oh boy. It all depends on what incense has. Like, fast Snarl is gonna be a long battle.
Right?
But it has no healing. It got rid of its healing just there. And thankfully, my Vine Lash is like putting in some serious work.
That
this battle.
Vine Lash has put in like two Pokemon's worth of damage. It's still actually kind of hard to tell who's going to come out on top of this one. Right now, it's just Incineroar versus Torkoal.
Mm.
Incineroar versus Torkoal, both at about half HP, right?
Yeah. See, my biggest issue here is like it all depends on his moves. Okay, so we're learning a lot about his moves. He has no dark move on this Incin, is what that's telling me.
Yeah.
So that's really good to know for my three dark weaknesses.
Okay, cool. Oh my cool. gosh. All right, Kevin.
Taking it to game three, boys.
Pulling it out here.
Oh, yeah, I accidentally broke the camera.
It'll go back. There you go. Wow. So game two.
All I needed was for him not to choose his moves.
Yeah, basically. Oh, that's true. Game two, he kind of didn't choose a Pokemon. Whatever. You know what? We take those ones. And to be honest, Tofu played through that very, 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 very well. Mm-hmm. He almost pulled that out with, you know, the first four Pokemon in his party.
The game chose four for him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't terrible.
No, you know what? You did well. You did well. I'm proud of you.
Do we just turn off our brains and do the same thing? I think so.
Well, I mean, that's what you were going to do the first time anyway. Did you see any flaws in that?
No.
Well?
See, I just need to make sure. Well, my biggest flaw was like that, not predicting him to switch turn one.
Okay.
The other thing I have to make sure I do is I can actually lead Torkoal Venusaur. I just realized he can't attack both of us.
As in you and me, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah. You can try.
How helpful was Indeedee that battle?
It wasn't. It wasn't helpful that battle. But he also... Well, actually...
I mean,
Slowking is going to be absolute nut.
See, I would really need to trick the... Cause my idea was to get rid of his plus his stat boost, but that's going to take a lot of setup.
Uh-huh. Ah... I believe in you.
I believe in Dusclops.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Indeedee doesn't know anything, and I believe in the power of Ally Switch to save me this last battle.
That's
what else can I do? Three dark types. I mean three dark weaknesses against the Moltres is not something you want to see, folks.
Renju sends you two says, wait, you're using Galarian Slowking? Epic.
Yeah. Nope. Okay.
Oh.
Is this like a bulldoze thing?
This could be. So this is a Venusaur Torkoal versus Incineroar Metagross.
There's no way this Incin doesn't have Fake Out, right? Because I've seen Parting Shot, Flare Blitz, and Burning Jealousy.
Yes.
I think it has to have Fake Out. It's like illegal if it doesn't have Fake Out. What's stopping me from doing this?
Not much. Yeah, no, not much.
All right, I think this is fine.
I think you're fine to just go to Heat Wave, yeah.
I think I'm fine to just light my opponent on fire.
Mm-hmm. Max Striking was an interesting one. Yeah, I think that helps.
Well, I can't go for Max Quake is my thing here.
Uh-huh.
Because that Moltres switch.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm, yeah.
That's a little sad. I was hoping he wouldn't do that.
Dynamax.
But, yeah. I'm going to give him weakness policy. And he's probably going to go for the max Mindstorm on my friend here. My friend Venusaur.
That's the big, big Metagross right there.
He does go for the fake. Okay, so I know the instant's whole moveset.
That'll
this is now Max Flare.
Game four.
I gave him the weakness policy, and I probably actually he's assault vested. I was like, that was very little damage, huh? Well,
turns out it doesn't matter.
Well, that's
and
awful.
This is why you didn't need the Andidi, I guess.
Oh, this just became very bad.
Right. Oh yeah, true. You already knew the weakness policy was on Moltres too.
That is, yep. That is a good point.
One that I didn't make.
Anyway, we can get Trick Room up here.
There we are.
I think that's like our only bet here. So get Trick Room up and be okay, hopefully. So we can go for Trick Room. He is going to probably put everything he's got into this Torkoal.
Okay.
Because I think he can't KO the Dusclops. At least he shouldn't be able to KO the Dusclops. I'm going to protect Torkoal.
Probably for the best. I mean, really though, wouldn't you want to burn? You can't burn.
Yeah, he can't KO me. Okay, that's good. But he did double in.
Yep.
Hey!
Wow. Dusclops lives at 10 HP.
That's all he needs, man.
That's all he needs.
That's it.
All you need is one, folks.
All right, now we can light things on fire.
Okay.
Let's go for...
the shade.
Nightshade. Erupt.
You sound confident. You sound more confident now.
I mean, he still does have a assault vest, so who knows here, really? Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
That is why I nightshaded.
Wow.
That is why I nightshaded.
Wow, Metagross wins at one. Basically one. That's the sound of an exploding Metagross.
We probably lose our... Oh, okay. That's also smart.
Oh, okay. Cool. He just parting shot at the Torkoal. That's going to come right back out, right? No, it's not. He's got a third Pokemon.
He can send it right back out.
I don't think it will.
He can actually go Moltres Comfy right here, right now.
Ugh. And it's not that there's nothing you can do about it. It's just that your Torkoal with minus one isn't going to have the best time.
No.
You may be able to eke out a Nightshade and Eruption combo.
Yeah, I think that's like all I can really do. Yeah. That's all I'm going to do. But I'm doubling into Comfy here. If I don't get him to half, perfect. That's good.
Awesome.
That's all I wanted, to not get him to half, and he did as much damage on Comfy as possible.
Oh.
He didn't Drainikiss himself.
He
okay.
can't.
He's going to undo Trick Room.
Yeah. He can always save it for next turn. Yeah. Oh, that's very true.
What's good is we learned that my Glacier can survive a plus two. The issue is he's going to get himself the plus three, and I don't think I survived that.
True. You definitely don't. You definitely do.
This is what becomes the issue. For the sake of preserving a Torkoal, I mean, I might as well try. Like, on the off chance I do survive this for some reason, at least I'll have a Torkoal.
Uh-huh. I don't
crit.
Understand the point.
Crit yourself.
Crit yourself.
I mean, it is spread. I'm just trying to give myself some type of faith.
I believe in you.
That my Glacier, for some reason, can survive
a
plus three.
Let's watch this Glacier live this fiery wrath, please. So Torkoal protects. And Glacier
that Pokemon is dumb.
Is
that Pokemon
wow.
is dumb. That is a...
Whoa.
Glacier is such a dumb Pokemon.
What even? What?
I didn't even get taken down to half. What the heck?
Wait, what was the difference? Why did it do so much more the first time when it was plus two?
I was single targeted damage. This time I was this is spread damage, so 75% of the total damage.
It was plus three, but also 75%. That is wow.
Um
That is spicy. I love that. The intimidate's still a thing, but that just brings you down to neutral.
Yeah.
Are you getting all up in your high horse now?
How many turns of sun do I have left? There's no sun. Okay, good.
There's no sun. I see.
Yeah, I think I do this. Yep, okay, he's gonna foil heal himself.
Get that feeling. Healing.
I think all I have to do here is just hope I live a flare blitz. I mean, if I live that, I think I can live this. No.
You can't.
Nope.
That's a shame.
That might be GG. I don't think I can 1v. I have to KO this comfy and then KO the ensign.
Yeah, okay.
Good news is we're not in sun.
Is that good news for you right now?
No. I mean, it's good news for me because he only has fire moves.
That's fair. Physical fire moves, mind you. Burning jealousy, too. Well, he's going for those.
It all depends on how well I take this.
You take it well, but can not I crit well the comfy? To. Yeah,
I need to crit the comfy.
That's true. Incinerate just
care.
Avoids.
I didn't need that. Oh no, that's GG. Okay. Rest in peace. We'll save you guys some time.
Exactly.
GG Tofu.
That was fun.
There are a couple of things I could have done better. Like, you know, obviously forgetting that he already had weakness policy on Moltres the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Metagross too. That really surprised me. I could have honestly maybe just like preserved there.
Right.
Assuming he was gonna go in for that, swap in the Dusclops, try to set up the Trick Room then and there, since I do know I could have left two of those. And then maybe there I could have taken that. But anyway, GG, that's our anniversary. Thanks for the anniversary gift, Tofu.
Exactly. All right, so kill your music so I can end this thing.
You got it, dude.
There's Tapu Fini. All right, folks. That is going to be the end of our anniversary edition of the PokeSports podcast. For those of you who just listened through that on audio only, somehow, congratulations, you did it. I'm very proud of you. If you actually managed to follow along in that, very cool. If you didn't, don't worry. There is as well. Don't close that stream. There is as well going to be a video version of this, so you'll be able to see that. Let me just go over to I do, of course, as always, want to say for those of you who are listening to us on Twitch right now, or those of you who are watching us on YouTube or listening to us on podcast providers, please do make sure to interact with the stuff that you are currently watching. It always helps out. So YouTube at youtube.com/PokeSports or on Patreon, even at patreon.com/PokeSportsPodcast. Make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts that have a rate and review system. And a big, big, big special shout out to our patrons. We could not do this without you. Patrons like, for the 100th time, Ahmed, Alex, Dante, Elijah, Zach, Brian, Carlo, Colton, Lights Out, Go to Bed, Lewis, Neil, Scott, Captain, Alex, Kale, Swishman, Mallory, Dustin, Jesse, Jonathan, Josh, Jason, Joseph, Kevin, Rowan, Martin, Ro, Ixon, Robert, Spencer, Jack, a different Jack that is different from the first Jack, so it is actually a separate Jack, Swede, Level 1 Pidgey, Chad, Christopher, Federico, Greg, King Boo, LA Caveman, Ryan, Tristan, Perry, Ryken, and of course Tofu, who we just played up against today on the podcast. Could you believe it? Big special thanks to M Dash for every single second of every single piece of music that you hear on this podcast. Truly a wonderful individual. Who puts out new stuff all the time, actually. So go and check out their YouTube channel and watch all of their music. Really, really great. Folks, it's time for a very special PokeSports postgame that you can hear over on the Patreon. So thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you at the beginning of year 2 of PokeSports. So see you then, everybody.
Bye-bye. Later.